A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. My name's Steve Hoare. It is Friday, January the 20th, and I am going to be discussing some of the latest news and headlines surrounding Liverpool Football Club, a little bit of transfer stuff, a little bit of contract stuff, and, of course, a bit of reaction to Jürgen Klopp's press conference ahead of the game against Chelsea on Saturday afternoon. Let's get straight into it then with Roberto Firmino. Obviously, as it stands, Roberto Firmino is allowed to go and speak to other clubs about potentially signing pre-contract agreements with them. His Liverpool deal expires at the end of the current season. Well, according to the man himself, he intends to stay at Anfield. Yes, speaking to Liverpool FC, he said, "It's incredible playing high-level football here with great players, stars of the game. I am happy here and I intend to stay here and help Liverpool FC." We've heard Jürgen Klopp recent press conference asked about Bobby Firmino, and he was saying he intends to keep Roberto Firmino, he wants him to stay. Furthermore, our very own Dan Clubb spoke to Florian Plettenberg at Plettigoal, football journalist based in Germany. Obviously, Roberto Firmino's got ties there as well, and he said he too expects Roberto Firmino to stay. So all signs are pointing towards Roberto Firmino signing a contract extension at Anfield and staying for the foreseeable future. There's an interesting conversation to be had about how big a deal do you give a player, how long do you give him, what does he want, what are Liverpool comfortable to give him as well, because obviously you don't want to be in a situation where he's basically too old on your watch and you're thinking, we regret giving him a five-year deal. Listen, he's not old, Roberto Firmino, he's 31. You know, I mean, he's not ancient. He's done a lot of running. I think that's fair to say. But, you know, even if he gets a 2 or 3 year deal, perhaps a 3 year deal that takes him up to age 34, that's potentially in play here. But if you asked me in the summer what I thought was going to happen, I would have said he's probably going to leave. He's actually played really, really well this season when he was being fit. Obviously, he's currently out with an injury, which is far from ideal. He suffered injuries last season as well, which again, partly plays into the fact that well, do you want him to stay? Do you need him to stay? But Liverpool seem adamant they want to keep him. Jürgen's keen to keep him. He looks like he wants to stay. So it feels like we're getting edging closer and closer, despite links to Roberto Firmino going to Saudi Arabia to play, you know, to link up with Cristiano Ronaldo out there. No, it does feel like he's going to sign a new contract with Liverpool. Terms and stuff to be agreed down the line. I'm guessing that's what they're all chatting about now. I'm guessing he wants as many years as he can get, and Liverpool maybe trying to keep it a bit shorter. But I'm fine with it. You know, if Roberto Firmino is effectively your sixth choice forward, then you're doing something right, obviously, with Salah, Diaz, Jota. You've got Gakpo now, of course, Darwin Nunez, of course, as well, five of them, and then Roberto is your sixth. I'm completely fine with that. Doesn't have to play every week. He can still have an impact. He's shown he can still score big goals, score Premier League goals, score European Cup goals as well. So I'm fine with it, and it looks like that's where the tea leaves suggest that Roberto Firmino, at some point in the near future, will commit his future to Liverpool. Speaking of transfers, then I mentioned before about Florian Plettenberg on our Expert Insight show over on Red Men Plus. Like I say, it was a fascinating interview that he had with Dan, talking about all the transfer targets, contracts, etc., etc. One nugget from that was that Florian Plettenberg said Liverpool are very optimistic about getting Jude Bellingham this summer, even if they're not in the Champions League. Liverpool still seem very, very confident they can get him. It's starting to feel like it's Liverpool versus Real Madrid in this battle. There are obviously other clubs sniffing around. Don't rule out your cities. I mean, Chelsea are buying everyone at the moment, so you know, I'm guessing they might be interested, United even. But I'm starting to get the sense it might be coming down towards Liverpool and Real Madrid. I saw Christian Falk of Sport Bild say if it comes down to purely just money, then it won't be Liverpool, because Real Madrid are likely to be able to pay more in terms of wages, maybe even in terms of transfer fee. But if it comes down to sporting success as well, then you listen, Real Madrid might have the advantage. If it comes down to, do you want to be part of a project where he plays every single week and someone builds a team around him and he becomes one of the main men, that's more likely to happen at Liverpool and less likely to happen at Madrid. So Florian Plettenberg, in the interview with Dan, like I referenced earlier, kind of backs that up too. It does feel like Jude Bellingham can go and earn more money elsewhere, that is for certain. If he wants to be similar to what Virgil van Dijk did, where he chose the project, he chose Liverpool, he chose Klopp, he chose Anfield, he chose that kind of being a part of something where you can be the main man. If Jude Bellingham can do what Virgil van Dijk did, then there's a very good chance. And like I say, Liverpool are very optimistic about getting Jude Bellingham. That really is great to see, because yeah, we don't half need them. They probably need players this January in terms of midfielders, but if they're not going to get one, at least get us a really, really good one, a great one perhaps in the summer. Just an interesting nugget I thought I'd bring to you guys. Yeah, Liverpool very optimistic that Eden Hazard is coming out of Anfield, apparently. Fingers crossed that their optimism is well placed and they are not, they're not kidding themselves and then they end up going somewhere else. I mentioned earlier about Jürgen's press conference. Obviously, at time recording, Liverpool play Chelsea tomorrow afternoon. If you're listening to this on Saturday morning, guess what? It's probably in a few hours' time. Go and enjoy the kickoff. Go and enjoy the game. Couple of things of note. Let's talk off the field first. We'll start talking about the actual players itself. Going down the lines of investment and ownership and contracts, etc., etc., etc. Jürgen was asked about investment in other clubs, the fact that the team are playing this weekend have recently been taken over and are seemingly splashing the cash in the transfer market. Jürgen said, I can't see other clubs, their investment stopping in the future, and that means we'll have to do it as well. He went on to say that, I do believe in coaching, developing and team building 100%, but there are so many good managers out there now. If they start properly spending and coaching, you cannot not spend or you will have a problem. So yeah, Jürgen's kind of hinting at the fact that he thinks things need to change. You can't keep pulling rabbits out of his backside almost. If you've got more clubs who are spending more money, it becomes more and more difficult for pure coaching to get you anywhere, because there's a lot of good managers out there who are very good coaches and can coach players, and if they're starting at a higher level because they've got better players because they've spent more money, there's only so much Jürgen and his team can do. So I find that really, really interesting. Obviously, takeover talk continues to rumble on. Are FSG going to sell? Are they looking for a minority stake, for someone to buy a minority stake? Does anyone want to buy said stake? Does anyone want to buy Liverpool? It all is very, very messy at this moment in time. But I think Jürgen's got to hit the nail on the head. From a pure sporting point of view, there's no doubt in the mind that Liverpool's midfield especially needs money spending on it. Investment is needed in the first team squads in particular. There's players out of contract, there's players who are getting on in age, there's players who quite simply might just, the best days might be behind them. Jürgen's already referenced in previous press conferences about being ruthless and the fact that, you know, things are going to change and he's staying, so he's not going to be the one going, which hints again maybe players are. So I just thought it was interesting to note there might be a sea change coming up, whether that's Jürgen hinting at owners or new owners that's what we need to do, or it's him just reiterating a point that's already been made to him by the current regime. I don't know, but he isn't wrong. You know, in times gone by, it was a two-horse race. Now it feels like it's not. You know, it's Liverpool and City, really, in the Premier League. The emergence of Arsenal, Man United feel like they're on a bit of a resurgence. Newcastle, in terms of money, you've got plenty of it and loads to spend. So I think Jürgen's right. The days of the best team who are just the best coach will win, I don't think that's right anymore. You need to have investment in the squad, of course, and then it becomes a battle of, well, who can get the best out of this myriad of stars that they've assembled. And I think Jürgen would back himself to be able to do that, and I think we would all back Jürgen to be able to do that as well. So, yeah, keep an eye out on that one. Jürgen pretty much saying, yeah, we probably do need a bit more money and we need some investment. Time will tell as and when that comes. Moving on to the actual game itself, then a couple of injury news and a bit tidbit. I want to talk first about Stefan Bajcetic. Obviously, he had a very, very good game against Wolves in the World Cup, went off with cramp. Jürgen was asked about him, if he's in contention, and he confirmed that he said, yes, Stefan is very much in contention. He also made a hint about, like, they don't have to worry about holding him back in terms of his development, hinting at that he's pretty good to go. Like, if Liverpool need him to go, then he's pretty much good to go. So it looks like Liverpool aren't going to have the training wheels on Stefan Bajcetic if they think he's probably one of the best options. then he'll pick him. Obviously, he referenced that he was injured. He missed a couple of games, did by Cetic, but he's back fit now. And yet Jürgen's got no worries about putting him in if he has to. Personally, I think he should. We'll find out if he does, of course, on Saturday morning. But I personally think he should be back in the team. We'll see if Jürgen agrees with me.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Moving on then, the main news that I'm guessing everyone's quite happy to hear on the injury news is someone coming back and being fit for selection. Too many times we've been talking about who isn't available and another injury and another injury and another injury. Well, thankfully, Jürgen Klopp confirmed that Darwin Núñez is available to feature from against Chelsea after his injury. Pretty much all good to go. If he wants to start, he can start. If Jürgen wants to take it a bit easier with him, he can take it a little bit easier with him as well. So, yeah, really, really positive news. I would be shocked if he doesn't go straight back in the starting 11. I reckon Jürgen will want him in. Salah's going to play. It's whether who's going to play in that third position. Is he going to stick with Cody Gakpo? Perhaps move him out to the left wing. He's got Oxlade-Chamberlain available to him. Harvey Elliott played in the front three the other day. Fabio Carvalho played in the front three. For me, I'm pretty certain Darwin will play, and I think he'll come straight back in. And he's very much needed. If Liverpool are going to try and get him behind Chelsea as often as they can, then Darwin certainly provides that. I think it's fair to say at times we've been underwhelmed by his finishing ability, but no one can even doubt his ability to get in behind and get in front of goal and get good chances. He needs to start probably taking a few more of them, of course, but his goal and assist record isn't bad as it stands. A little bit of improvement, it could get even better, but I think it's really, really significant that Darwin's back, fit, available, ready to go, and I'd be shocked if he wasn't in the starting lineup. I think Jürgen is going to throw him in. It's just whether he's going to put him in on the left-hand side, is he going to stick him up front? But yeah, I think it's really, really, really positive news that Darwin's back. Liverpool need them, as many players back as they can get, of course. Diaz and Jota and Firmino still absent. Liverpool need bodies up front in those attacking areas. So yeah, really, really good to see our big Uruguayan back. Hopefully he can return and get himself on the score sheet in a big game against a mad Chelsea team, squad, side, whatever they are. Chelsea are doing all kinds. Who knows who's going to be in their 11? Come 12:30, he might have signed 7 new players by then, seeing how Todd Bowley's going out playing like he's in supermarket sweep. So yeah, Liverpool and Jürgen, I'm sure, are glad to have Darwin Núñez back in action. Right then, start wrapping up then. So what I mentioned before about the expert insights with Florian Plettenberg, there's loads and loads of expert insights currently on the website. Dan has done a fantastic job sourcing interviews with journalists from the Middle East in terms of takeovers. We've got injury experts, transfer experts, loads and loads. So do go and check it out over on redmenplus.com. JNO Insight with Neil Jones is also available. That is streaming right now, both in video and podcast forms. I spoke to Neil about numerous topics, including Moises Caicedo, including takeover talk. Yeah, plenty on it. That is also available for you over on Red Men Plus. Tomorrow after the match, there will be an instant match reaction and an In The Ground podcast. Again, they will be available on Red Men Plus. So yeah, if you haven't checked it out already, Redmenplus.com if you want to sign up and get video and podcast content. If you're listening on Spotify and you just want to get Spotify content, just search Redmen Plus Podcasts on the Spotify app. You can pay them directly. You can sign up through there and get all the shows we do in audio form. In terms of the YouTube channel, the deep dive with Chris and Josh, one of them is on YouTube now as well. You want to go and check that out. Really, really fascinating stuff. Those guys do such a good job of analysing Liverpool from a statistical point of view, but basically making it a little bit easier to understand. You don't have to be an expert in stats and numbers to get it. They do a really good job explaining that. That's available on YouTube. The watch-along for the Chelsea game will also be available on YouTube. If you're wondering what a watch-along is, you're just a podcast listener, you're going, what are these watch-alongs? Basically, put the game on your TV, press mute, have us on your second screen, sync up, and we'll provide the commentary and the backdrop to the game for you. We also, basically, it's biased. It's 100% biased commentary. Remember the old Fan Zone channel used to get on Sky or whatever? It's essentially that. You guys can interact as well using the live chat on YouTube. If you're a Redmen Plus Club legend, you get to use the Discord chat and interact with it. It is Errol and I. Errol's back off his vacation, so he'll be back in the studio with me. So keep an eye out. We'll be live on our YouTube channel about an hour and 15 minutes before the game for Team News Reacts. Then we'll go live 15 minutes before the game for the watch-along, and yet we'll be with you right through the 90 minutes and loads of post-match stuff, both from here in the studio and from Anfield, where Paul, Chris, Chloe and the team will be down there as well supporting the lads. So yeah, do come and check that out on the YouTube channel. Come and support the show. It really does mean a lot to us when you guys do it. Right, then I'm going to start wrapping up, but yeah, thanks very much for listening to the latest edition of the Redmen Bite Size. We'll be back with one of these on Monday. In the meantime, have a great, great weekend, and fingers crossed Liverpool can add to that by bringing home three very, very valuable points against Chelsea. Take care, everyone. See you later.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.